KD Country 94 weather.
Cover more acres with a pre-owned sprayer or planter from Landmark Implement, your local John Deere dealer. We offer one of the area's largest selections of used sprayers, applicators, planters, and seeders. Through the month of March, take advantage of fixed rate financing as low as 3.9% for up to 60 months or a 12-month interest waiver. Visit your local Landmark Implement location or view our complete sprayer and seeding inventory online at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 57. Northerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 38. High temperatures reach up to 66. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 43 degrees.
The Benoit Angus 35th performance-tested bull sale returns to the ranch near Edsbyn, Kansas, March 21st. 170 bulls will sell from a program based on fault-free, easy-fleshing females and focused on creating high-quality bulls to meet the demands of their reputation commercial bull producer. Catalog available at BenoitAngus.com and bid online at LiveAuctions.tv. It's Thursday, March 21st, 1 p.m., the 35th Benoit Angus bull sale near Edsbyn, Kansas.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Waubonsie County Sheriff's Office says there has been reported damage to structures in the rural areas of the county due to Wednesday night storms. The Sheriff's Office said in a social media post that at least six tornadoes and up to baseball-sized hail were confirmed by trained spotters and Sheriff's Office personnel. The cities within the county were not struck by any of the reported tornadoes, the department said. Authorities say that officers are still making assessments on the damage and no injuries have been reported at this time. The signal might be fading, but it can't be lost. That's the message from politicians who are closing in on the required number of votes needed to pass federal legislation that requires AM radios in every new car. The prevalence of AM broadcast radio has dipped in recent decades as more listeners turn to options such as satellite radio and podcast during drive time. But a large bipartisan group of lawmakers believe saving the AM dial is critical to public safety, especially in rural America, and they want to ensure access to it via car radios. The emergency alert system works on the AM spectrum. That's where people get information about emergencies, said Independent Senator Angus King of Maine. It's a critical source of information, particularly in rural areas that might not have clear access to an FM signal. King and Republican Maine Senator Susan Collins are among dozens of lawmakers supporting the AM for Every Vehicle Act. Lawmakers first proposed legislation in the U.S. House of Representatives and U.S. Senate last year, and it's gained a wave of new co-sponsors in recent weeks. There are now enough co-sponsors to pass the bill in the House, and the Senate is only a few sponsors away, according to federal records. The proposal would have the U.S. Department of Transportation require all new motor vehicles to have devices that can access AM broadcast stations. The rules would apply to vehicles manufactured in the U.S., imported in the country, or shipped in interstate commerce. The drive to save AM radio comes as some car makers are phasing the format out. Democratic Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, a proponent of saving AM radio, said last year that he sent a letter to 20 car makers asking them to maintain AM broadcast and found eight had removed it from electric vehicles. That is potentially bad news for farming communities and rural parts of the country, lawmakers said. The National Association of Farm Broadcasters found last year that two-thirds of farmers listen to AM radio for news that is important to their operations. For some farming communities, AM radio isn't just another option. It's the only option, said Jenny Tilton Flood, a dairy farmer and owner of Flood Brothers Farm in Clinton, Maine. Even farmers who don't personally rely on it heavily are aware of that, she said. It's really important for me to recognize and acknowledge what's important for others beyond my own farmyard, and AM radio is one of those things, she said. AM radio is also important for highway safety information and storm and weather updates, Collins said. The bill would ensure the accessibility of AM service in every vehicle, safeguarding essential communication tools that are critical to our rural communities, said Collins. It was unclear earlier this week when the proposal would come up for votes. The bill was placed on the Senate's legislative calendar way back in September. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Hunter Trinity Lutheran Church Fish Fry at the Hunter Community Building will be this Friday, today, March the 15th at 5 p.m. and goes till 7 p.m. free will offering. And enjoy breakfast at the VFW Hall Post 6242 at 102 East South Street in Beloit this Sunday, March 17th, serving breakfast from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Donations go towards the purchase of food and supports local scholarships. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Jones a three. Lipsy corrals and one. Taman Lipsy.
That basket helped propel Iowa State to a win over K-State in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament last night in Kansas City. We'll take a look at K-State's hopes of making the NCAA tournament. Hear from Jerome Tang. Also, the Chiefs sign a talented free agent wide receiver. Plus, the Chiefs re-sign key players from their Super Bowl run from last year. And we'll take a look at the Royals and how they're doing in spring training. All that coming up on this sportscast brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. Kansas State closed a 9-point deficit to just a single point early in the second half, but Iowa State responded with a 14-2 run to push out ahead in advance of the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament with a 76-57 win last night at T-Mobile Center over K-State. With the loss, K-State is 19-14 on the season, and Iowa State improves to 25-7. Wildcats were led by three players in double figures, 18 points for senior Tyler Perry. Arthur Kaluma had 13 points, and senior Will McNair Jr. had 12 points. As K-State falls to Iowa State 76-57. Jerome Tang, after the game, saying that one game shouldn't define whether K-State should be in the NCAA tournament or not.
You know, we played a game last night against a really good team, right? And then we had to play a team that didn't play a game. And I don't know if you paid attention to the first two games of the session, but every team that played the night before lost by 20-plus. Right. And so when I look at TCU, I don't think they're not an NCAA tournament team. They're the number one team in the country. And when I look at BYU, I don't think they're not an NCAA tournament team. They played the team that finished fourth in our league. Right. And when we just played the sixth ranked team in the country and it was close at halftime, the other two games weren't close at halftime. So when I say we didn't play, they played harder than us. OK, we're not going to use we were tired as an excuse. We're going to say they played harder than us. We deserve it because what we did as a body of work, not to be judged on one game. And to be judged on this game after what we did last night, I think we get a check for that one.
So K-State will wait to see if they are in the tournament field come Selection Sunday, this Sunday, March the 17th. And Iowa State moves on to the semifinals where they will play Baylor, who knocked off Cincinnati last night 68-56, and Texas Tech. No problems with BYU winning 81-67. Houston rolled TCU 60-45. TCU missed their first 16 shots of the game, and Houston wins easily. So the top four seeds have advanced to the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament. Today at 6 o'clock, it'll be number one Houston against number four Texas Tech, and 8:30 the nightcap, number two Iowa State against number three Baylor. And the Big 12 Men's Championship will be tomorrow night at 5 o'clock in Kansas City. Kansas City Chiefs very active yesterday in free agency. First of all, they took some of that money they saved with the restructuring of Patrick Mahomes' contract, and they re-signed Mike Pinnell to a one-year deal. Turk Wharton, they re-signed him to a one-year $2.75 million deal. And Derek Nnadi is going back to the Chiefs for a seventh year as the Chiefs signed Derek Nnadi to return to KC. Nnadi's played his entire career with the Chiefs. And then the big splash was reported last night as the Chiefs, their wide receiver position group, led the NFL in drops and drop rate last season. They have signed former first-round pick from 2019 wide receiver Marquise Hollywood Brown, who went to Oklahoma. Chiefs signed him to a one-year contract worth up to $11 million is being reported. It's a one-year, $7 million deal with incentives that could push it up to $11 million. Brown, who turns 27 on June 4th, totaled 118 catches, 1,283 receiving yards, and 7 receiving touchdowns in 26 games played with the Cardinals after coming over via trade from the Baltimore Ravens, who selected him with the 25th overall pick in 2019. His last season catching passes from two-time NFL MVP Lamar Jackson in 2021 remains his career high-water mark as he produced career best in catches with 91, receiving yards with over 1,000, to go along with 6 receiving touchdowns. Some of his struggles with Arizona can be attributed to not having as much of an opportunity to catch passes from his college quarterback and Cardinals Pro Bowler Kyler Murray, who tore his ACL in Week 14 of the 2022 season and didn't return until Week 10 of this past season. Brown's best attribute is his speed and the vertical downfield threat that speed provides, alongside the emerging Rashee Rice and, of course, Travis Kelce. With the Chiefs, Mahomes now has an even stronger top 3 options to choose from than he did in 2024. Hollywood Brown is the only wide receiver to ever have over 1,000 yards receiving with Lamar Jackson as his quarterback, and he led the Ravens in yardage in 2020 before having over 1,000 in 2021. In 2 years with Kyler Murray, he only played in 10 full games and still had 665 yards receiving in those games combined. And to put it in perspective, the Chiefs are paying Hollywood Brown the same price they were paying Marquez Valdes-Scantling. So the Chiefs seem to have worked out a pretty team-friendly deal on a one-year contract with Marquez Hollywood Brown. The Royals were in action yesterday, and they shut out the D-backs 6-0. Royals now 13-7 in spring training. They're back at it today at 3:05 against the Reds. A split squad situation. They'll also have another game against the Guardians at 3:05. Brady Singer will be on the bump for KC in that one. That's been a look at sports here on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Brought to you, as always, by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Wade Gershner.